Interview with Mrs. Joan Wilson on the 19th of August 2011. Before she was married, Joan was Joan Layton.
That's right.
And you were born where and when, Joan?
I lived in the square up Monument Hill. Wait a minute, let's get it right. One's Monument Hill.
Station Road and Monument Lane, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Monument Hill's the one.
That's right.
Over crossing, straight
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I was born in the square up there. There was, you went up and there was two or three big houses on that side, and then there was this, in fact, what it was, my mother worked at the park yard at Paelia. That's where they lived. She was, her name was Dorothy, and she was Dolly Wayne, they called her. Her name was Wayne, and she lived on Tunnel Row at Westwood, not Westwood, Pyle. My dad went up one day from work, and he worked at the forge, and she said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I've got something for you." So she says, "What's that?" And he dropped a key in her hand, and they'd just built those houses up Monument Hill, and they gave him a key, you see. So that's when they got married and went straight in that house, and that's where I was born.
Yeah. What year were you born, Joan?
1925.
Ah, 85
are
you? 86 now then.
I'm 86 in October.
Yeah, looking well, aren't you?
13th of October.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I've got one brother, because I rang him up and told him about you see, and he said, "Oh, get on with it, I'm not coming," and that was it. So. Yeah. Well, he still lives at Codner Park.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know where it is, where I mean, at Codner Park?
Whereabouts does he live?
Well, you know where the church is at Codner Park, do you? Straight up the avenue there.
Yeah.
And there used to be railway crossings then, over the crossings and up the hill, and he still lives on Monument Hill.
Oh. Lived up there all his life?
Since he got married, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there we are. But I tell you, I was born up in the square, higher up the hill, and there was this...
What's the earliest thing you can remember in your life? Can you remember anything before you started school? Have you got any memories about anything, or can you remember your first day at school?
No, I can't really. I went to Garden Park School, and then they moved us when we were 11. To summer coats, and we used to have to go to summer coats school, because go and remember, this makes me funny. I think it's funny now, but I didn't at the time. My dad was a big man, and he was always very smart, and he always wore a bowler hat. And we went to this school at summer coats, and they started having school dinners. And they sent a notice round about these school dinners, and they said any of the parents that would like to go and see what we were eating at lunchtime, it was open house, you could just go and have, you didn't get any food, but just to see things. And of course, you know what happened, my mother and dad came, nobody else's kids as parents did, but my mother and dad did. My dad was there with his bowler hat on, got it in his hand of course, but he always wore a bowler hat. And he, you know, had to look round and whatnot, and he said that we were having a lovely meal, and he then thought it was worth paying money, you see, for dinner money.
Yeah.
And kids ragged me to death about my dad, mother and dad going over, because nobody else's parents went, but they did.
Yeah, yeah. What did your dad do at Forge?
My dad was a ball furnace man, and then he got... he had to go and have an operation in hospital. Well, it was very hard work. He always earned more money than anybody else. It sounded daft, but they had a metal plate like that, and you'd call it a table, but it wasn't, about this wide, and this metal plate went on, and they used to have to make piles of, put this plate on, and then make piles of all scrap, and they were like, they made no bits hanging out or anything. Then they went up to, there was a thing that went round, and they went down with these big tongs, and somebody lifted Fanny's handle up, but and they pushed him in.
Oh.
But they pulled the plate out then.
Yeah.
And they got all these piles of metal all in plate, and when it was it was like putting them in an oven, but it was a big furnace. Mm. And yeah. Then it, when they were ready, they brought them out with what they called a peel, these big scissor things.
Yeah.
And it went under the hammer.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear that hammer going all over Conner Park.
Yeah.
And we tell you, we lived up there when I was born. And then when there was a house came vacant on Forge Road, because they all belonged to Butterley Company, you see.
Yeah.
They let him have this house on Forge Road.
Yeah.
And we lived in a yard when I was first born, and you know, toddling about when and the people that lived next door on the same yard was named Matthews, and they had a son. And he stuttered terrible, and he used to have to bang himself on his side to talk.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He used to come in our house, and my mother and dad were entirely different with him. They'd say, just take your time a bit, and then he'd tell you. But his mother and dad were, come on, spit it out.
Yeah.
And that made him worse.
Going, yeah.
But he, when he was older, he started work at the forge, just, I don't know quite what he did. But then he applied for a job, and he went somewhere at Sheffield to work for a firm.
Mm.
And by God, he got on in leaps and bounds, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's happened to him, because he'd be as old as me, whether he's still alive or not, I don't know.
Do you like school?
Sometimes. Because then when we went from... they moved us when we got to being 11 up to Summercote School.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was difficult because they didn't have private buses. They didn't have buses to take us. We had to make our own way there, and we used to walk up Ridgins Hill. And when we got to the top of Ridgins Hill, we used to turn right and go down what they call to bottom of Summercoats, and that way it was
like Seven Stars and round there.
Yeah, it was. Yes, that's right. It was easiest way.
Yeah. Was it that school on Green Hill Lane, on that, just down below Green Hill Lane?
Yeah, you went...
Near Riddings Park?
Yeah, when you went, yes, you went...
I think it's still there, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a big school, it was a big school, yeah. And that's where we had to go, you see.
Did you have any favourite subjects?
Not really. Cookery, I like cookery.
Did you?
Still do.
Yeah.
And...
Were you sporty at all?
No. Not there. No. We paid netball, but that's about it, you know.
What did children in your younger days at Codner Park, what did children get up to for games and stuff?
Well, nothing. You should just go to kick a ball around schoolyard and that sort of thing, you know.
Did you have regular pals?
Oh, yeah.
And I suppose you went to Monument and...
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Now, that used to be a thing there, because railway was station was going then, and we went... When my mum and dad first got married, I tell you, they lived in Square, and it was a long way from when my dad came home. You see, there were no baths or anything like that to work, and he used to come home absolutely dripping wet, and they had to walk right up there to Monument.
Yes, good walk.
And it was wet through. So when her house came vacant on Forge Row, he asked boss and they let him have it. Well, I tell you, we were in one higher up that were two in a yard, and then first one that came that had a yard to itself, he went and asked him and he let him have that, you see. Mm. And we swapped and moved there, and that's where we lived until we went down to Forge House.
Yeah.
And he always worked at Forge until he was a bore furnace man. Then he had to have an operation, and they made him a foreman. And after that, they gave him under manager's job.
Yeah. Oh, and, he did well then.
And we were, well, of course, you see, the thing was that they used to have a lot of folks, and they used to say, can't wait this furnace today, it's not right. And my dad would say, come out, let me show you. And he'd go and do it, you see, and it saved him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know what they do with it now, whether it's still working or what.
What did your mum do at...
She worked at...
James Oak's pipe yard?
Yeah, pipe yard. Oh. I don't know actually what she did.
Oh.
But she didn't go to work after they got married. Yeah.
Was anybody in family involved in war at all?
My brother had to go to Korea.
Crikey.
That was... He was an apprentice plumber, so he didn't have to go till his apprenticeship was over. And then he went to Korea, and he was only there, I think it was... I think it was a year, and he got badly wounded.
Right.
They were going up a mountain, and he got shot in his... there, and it shot his muscle away.
Yeah.
And it got, a really nasty arm for a long, long time.
Oh.
And, of course, he's like me now, he's retired, you see, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And funny enough, I spoke to him on the phone yesterday. I said you were coming, and he said, carry on, you're all right, and that rate, he just don't go around very much, you know.
Yeah.
Matt, it does, but... they've got their own circle of friends, if you know what I mean. I can't tell you last time I saw him.
In your younger days, did you go to church or chapel regular?
My mother used to go to chapel at Pye Hill. Before you went up Pye Hill, the chapel that was there, I don't know whether it's still there or not. And then
one of them's there, one's gone.
Yeah, well, it's the one that's gone.
Yeah.
That's where my mother always went, and she used to go to Briar Tower and all that sort of business. And my auntie that lived down in Jacksdale, because my granny lived there, you see, me mum's mum and dad, they lived right on. This always makes me think about it, because everybody's about our health and safety now, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Well, where they lived on Tunnel Row, at Pye Hill, the railway that went to the pit was on their backyard. Well, that road, there was nothing covering it all.
No. Yeah, I've been up there when I was younger, I can remember.
Yeah, and I think about it many a score time. I think, fancy, and nobody ever got hurt.
No, I bet the arse rumbled when they went past with trucks as well.
Yeah, well, they just went to pit from that bit, you see. Yeah, and I can remember talking about Pye Hill, a young fella that lived down there, Jackie White was his name. We got a phone call one day. My dad was at home. They were on afternoon shift, men, and my dad was at home, and phone rung, and they said, Fred, can you come quick? Why, what's the matter? We've had an accident. It's desperate. So I rang down, he said, where is it? He told him whereabouts it was, so off he went running down to work, you see. There was this lad, and he lived on that street where my granny lived. Jackie White was his name. And he was working, he was a catcher behind the rolls. As the red hot iron went through, he was catching it and shoving it back. Mm. And he slipped or did something, and it went in his leg.
Oof.
And my dad ran up to him and just held him there and let it go through.
Yeah.
Because if he hadn't have done, he'd have been in a right mess, you know. And then they took me to hospital. It did upset my dad. He was all right after, but it had done his leg in, if you know what I mean. He walked with a limp and whatnot when it was done. It was a long time in hospital.
Dangerous place to work, weren't they?
Yeah.
Do you remember much when you were a little girl about Christmas? What sort of things did you get at Christmas when you were young?
Well, all sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite toy at all?
Not really. We used to have a good Christmas always. Because my mother was a good cook. And everything was homemade, you know.
Yeah.
Christmas cake and everything. Yeah.
Did your dad keep any animals at all?
We used to occasionally top of the garden. When we lived down Forge Row, we'd got the road, the plain road, and then behind the back road, and the garden was across there.
Yeah.
We didn't have any fowls or anything while we lived there.
Yeah.
But it did all gardening, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of folks did.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to garden it, you couldn't keep fowls, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, we didn't have any fowls.
Did your mum have regular wash days at
all? Oh, yes, I mean, always on a Monday.
You could be at Tim Bath in them days, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, big. I can once remember, now this is true, while my dad was still working at Forge, we lived on Forge Road, we'd had big long tin bath up front of fire, and she used to put clothes horse round, you see, and I'd had bath face, and a rimmy nighty, and our Fred were in his pyjamas, and door opened, and we heard this bang, and didn't know what it was, you see, it must, my dad run afternoons. There was still a bone furnaceman then. Says, what's going off? That were a bang, you know. Didn't take any notice. Next thing, door opened and my dad walked in and blood were pouring down him.
Right.
And there must have been some explosive in with the scrap or something.
Yeah.
And it had got in and it went up and a piece went up in it and hit my dad on the head. Oof. I can always remember that. And he bent down and bath, but... Because we expected him coming home, you see.
Yeah.
So my mother says, now leave that in,
yeah,
and then I'll put some more hot water in when your dad comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, when you've seen your dad, you can go to bed, you know.
Yeah.
And, it hit him on top of the head, whatever.
It was a difficult life for your mother in them days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of work, hard work.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Because, you see, we haven't got anything like... it was gas lights, and we hadn't got much electricity of any kind.
No.
And
no.
You had to put copper on.
Yeah.
For your hot water, and my mother used to put copper on in the kitchen, hot it up, and then take so much out for your bath and hot it up again. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was bucket toilets.
Yeah.
And an ash pit, you had to go round back. Onto back road, open a door in wall and shove all your rubbish yeah. in there.
Did council collect that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they used to dig it out every now and again, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they had to come and empty it. Toilets were in a bucket, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to come, dilly cart used to come round every week, empty it.
And your mum would have puncher and mangle.
That's right.
Yeah.
In kitchen.
Did she have the old-fashioned irons that you had to eat on the fire?
Yeah.
You know, the big heavy ones.
Yeah.
Did you have to help round the house at all?
Oh, well, we all did.
Yeah.
We all did a bit of something.
Yeah.
Wash pots and things like that, you know. It was just me and my brother.
And then you'd leave school and...
Well, I left Summer Cope School. Where is it? Yes, I went straight to Co-op, got a job at Co-op. And we used to have to fire watch, you know.
Was that at Gunner Park, Co-op?
Yeah, but I was at Brinsley.
Oh,
they were all
yeah.
They all belonged to Gunner Park.
Ah.
It was down at the bottom of King William Street then, the Co-op. And we used to have to fire watch.
Oh, what was that?
When war was on.
Oh, I've got you. Yeah.
We had to go fire watching, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in Jacksdale Co-op then, and then I went up to Brinsley. And the drapery was next to a grocery shop. And there was a lady lived on Forge Row. And there was, as you went over crossing, there was a little, what was the name of that street? And Vicarage were the other side. I can't remember. But there were only about 6 or 8 houses. And the woman that was in drapery at Jacksdale, she lived there and we used to walk home together down Red Road, do you know where I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'd go up and I'd gone to Forge Road and she'd gone, what the hell was the name of road? Through what we called Grass Hills. There were 2 grass hills that went down and the road went in between
to go
on Forge Road.
What did you do at Co-op when you first started?
In grocery.
You're in grocery?
Yeah.
What was that, making groceries up for orders?
Yes, and serving customers at shop,
yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose everything were loose in them.
That's right, yeah, you had to weigh everything.
Loose flour and loose sugar.
You used to weigh so much up.
Yeah.
And we had a chute, we'd gotten upstairs at the back, and there was a chute down, and you put a bag of flour up, and then just round corner on Dixie Street, there was a way into the back, and they used to bring bags of flour and stuff through there, and it went up on a winch.
Yeah.
Into upstairs.
And of course you'd have the old pounds, shillings and pence then,
that's right,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. This ought to be rationing. Was it rationing in them days?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Did you work in court when war was on?
Yeah. Ration books.
So I suppose you had to watch what people got, didn't you?
And then it used to be, boss would say, if so-and-so comes to in today, they don't have anything unless they can pay for it.
Yeah.
Because the bill were getting too big, you see.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it used to go.
That thing on slate or
that's right. Yeah, they used to have a book and I put it in, and we used to write it on a pad, and it was like a pad on count, and you wrote it on, and the name, and how much, and what they'd had. But it had, and most people paid at weekends, you know, but there were one or two that didn't. So, unless they brought money, they couldn't have nothing, and they're still owing that lot, you see. Eventually you got it, but it was a long time coming.
Can you remember who was manager at Jacksdale in them days? Not Bruno, was it, Mr. Bruno?
No. Mr. Burton, Algernon, his name was.
Oh, I've heard that name, yeah.
He was at one time.
Yeah.
And George Mills, he were on provision counter.
Can you remember the old brickworks that used to be at bottom of Monument Hill? Were they there when you were a little girl? You'd gone die then?
No.
Did you go to Jacksdale Pictures at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to go to Jacksdale.
Did you have a art throb for a little girl?
No. Oh, once. And I tell you where he lived. Do you know where I mean by Red Road?
Yeah.
It isn't Red Road, but on Red Road, then you can, over a bridge where Erriwash goes through, then you can go up that field there, climb over fence and over lock, and I used to be pally with a lad that lived there, Albert Knight his name was, and then he'd got relations that lived as you come up Forge Lane, where the quarry officers used to be, because I used to work there. Before I left court and I went in quarry officers to work, you went down and canal was there, and there was one house there on corner, and then there was a few cottages a little bit further along. Mm. And you could get down to them if you went straight up Avenue, over crossing, but you could go back on yourself. Where the postbox used to be, and down that little bit there.
Were the barges still working on canal?
Yes,
in the younger days.
Yeah. Oh, they were.
Quite busy.
Yeah, but you see, when you got to, what's the name of the place? Perhaps Golden Valley, and a bit further on.
Oh, yeah.
It was a tunnel.
Oh, that's it, Butley Tunnel. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're on about opening that up again.
Are they?
Yeah.
They used to have to sit on barge and do it with the feet to get through the other end
You never had a ride on a barge, or?
No.
But when you were teenagers, what did teenage girls get up to in your teenage days?
Well, all sorts.
Did you go dancing and?
Yeah, we did. And during the war, you know, you've heard me say about Monument. Well, there was a big hall up there, and my parents were instigators of this. They used to have dancers in there, and I never knew, and I don't think anybody did, what the floor was made of. It was like, not tiled, but it was some sort of tile, but it wasn't tiles, if you know what I mean, and they only had to put stuff on it, and it was like glass. Mm. I mean, I don't know what, I've not been up there for years.
They've just done it up.
Have they?
Yeah, just finished putting new roof on.
Oh, have they? Big place.
Yeah, it's quite nice now.
They had things outside, big oval-topped doors that opened, and they used to have things like that, and they used to have people used to come on train from places in Nottingham, on the Sunday school treats,
yeah.
And they used to walk up there, and they used to have these pirouettes and all sorts of things on this stage business that came out. Whether they're still there or not, I don't know.
No, I don't know. You can't walk property like it.
Can't you?
No, it's all private.
Is it?
Yeah, you can walk up the road, but you can't go to Monument.
Can't you?
No. No.
Well, that surprised me.
No, they reckon it's not very safe, the monument itself.
The tall one?
Yeah.
I've never went up there.
Yeah, they put a lot of new stone in it.
Yeah.
But it's privately owned. I forget, some lady owns it. I forget what her name is, but... You can walk past it up the path, like.
Yeah.
The road that you used to go up.
Mm.
You can still go up there to Codney Castle.
Yeah.
But you can't go on Monument Grounds.
You can't go in there at all.
No,
and there was this beautiful empty building.
Yeah, they're on about probably in Fuji, you know, so
yeah. Whether
they do or not. It was quite an attraction in those days, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
We used a lot.
When I was younger, we used to watch all these kids come, because we lived down Forge Road, come off railway station. Mostly from Nottingham way,
yeah.
Came from Sunday school treat up there,
yeah.
And they used to walk up.
Yeah, nice walk up there,
yeah.
Didn't it?
And then they used to be in Monument Grounds, you see.
Yeah.
And yeah. We used to have dancers up there.
Yeah.
During war.
Mm. Yeah. Were you interested in music when you were in your teenager?
Not really.
No, not like some of them are today. And
oh,
all this
no.
rubbish that's...
Yeah, no.
And you worked at coal board offices after co-op, you said?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And that was, first of all, it was where, do you know King William Street?
Yeah.
And you go over the bridge,
yeah,
and then it was...
There's a big building on
that,
your left.
Yeah, that's where they were, coal board
yeah,
offices.
That's still
yeah,
there. I think yeah. It's flats now.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
And
yeah.
That was coal board offices, that's where I worked. Well, we lived down that lane at the side.
Oh, yeah.
That was that's Forge Lane. Or was then, I don't know what to... And you went under a railway bridge, and there was a gate, a high wall on your right, and there was a gate. And if you went through that gate, it brought you to a house that was... you had to go along this path, and there was a gate to our... going down our front garden there, but you went further and then over some steps, and that was called Rock House. And the lady made Mrs. Bull lived in there, and she was a tailoress. She used to do some lovely sewing. And there was our house, and then my dad was manager, and then under manager lived next door. But our gardens were divided, you know.
Yeah.
But you could get out onto this little lane and go up these steps to Mrs. Bull's, because she used to do us some sewing, you know.
Where did you meet your husband?
Can't remember.
You met him anyway, you
that's right.
And married him, yeah.
I think we lived at home. And then we got a house. And his father was a police sergeant.
Oh.
In charge of Alfreton Police Station.
I bet there were different policing in them days to what there is now.
Yeah, and they were very strict Catholics. There was a big-ish family of them. And the mother died. I believe I'm right in saying she was Irish. And they met, Gerard's dad, during war, went to Ireland.
Mm.
You know, got sent to Ireland, and that's where they met.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't turn Catholic.
No.
And they lived on Limes Avenue. And then they'd got several children, I can't remember how many, sisters, and eventually... He married again, and he married some a woman that was, she'd not been married before, and they're quite influential folks in Alfred, but she was she was a writer.
And you had children?
She was not nice to him at all.
No.
And then Jerry's dad died. I can remember, it always sticks in my mind, they used to have a lot of lads from Jacksdale used to go up to Alfreton at weekends.
Mm.
Oh, and they were drunk a lot, and they didn't cause a lot of trouble. And this particular night, my father-in-law was on duty. They had all this ruckus in Alfreton. They brought this these blokes in and stuffed them in clink, you see.
Yeah.
And they knocked a policeman about that much.
Crikey.
That he had to retire from force.
Good Lord.
And he said, whoever was in charge of thing, my father-in-law says, give me them bloody keys. They never used to swear. I'm not. I've told you, give them me. He said, no, I'm not. Because if he didn't, I think he'd have killed him. Because this policeman that he knocked about, everybody liked. And it was a grand chap.
Yeah.
He had to retire from force.
Yeah.
Oh, they knocked him about something terrible. And they were lads from off Sedgwick Street at Chatsdale. Man, they got sent to Clink, and so they ought to have done.
Oh, yeah. And you had children?
Yes, I had got four.
You had four?
Three sons and a daughter.
Oh. And you and your husband were in business at Jacksdale?
Yeah, we were. Carpet shop.
That was the one on the corner.
That's right. I think it's got a so-called hell notice on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know who's bought it, do you?
Below War Memorial.
That's right.
Yeah. How long were you there?
Oh, a long time.
Had your husband always been in carpets?
Not really, I don't think. I can't remember now. But my family had, you know.
Yeah.
He had for the latter years, for a long, long time. I think, what did he work for at Alfred? He worked for somebody at Alfred and then set up on his own, you see.
Yeah.
And we got a good business going.
Yeah, I can remember that. You had the bungalow built on Wagstaff Lane, the double level bungalow.
Yeah, well then.
I can remember that being built.
Well, first of all, we lived on Edward Avenue.
Ah.
And then we went in bungalow.
Yeah.
And then I came here, you see, when.
And your mum had the bungalow at the corner of Edward Avenue, didn't
That's
she?
That's right, she did. And Mrs. if I'd have got any sense.
Yeah.
I'd have moved into that when she died, you know.
Yeah, she reached 100.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and where did you and your husband like holidaying? Had you got anywhere special? Or?
Not really, because we used to have a caravan and we used to go off with a caravan, you see.
Oh.
Actually, what we did, we used to work on agricultural shows, so that's what we used caravan for. We used to sell basket work, cane and palm furniture. And we had a big van with all the stuff in and towed caravan behind, you see.
So you go to Moor Green show?
That's the only one we didn't do.
No.
Oh, we never went to Moor Green. I think once we did.
You went to Bakewell?
Yeah, but we used to go all over the place.
What got you involved in that? What was your interest? What started your interest in that side of it?
I don't really know. I think it's after we decided to pack up at Jacksdale, you see, at shop.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're still, in fact, believe it or not, I've still got some carpets in there.
Oh.
But they're not mine, they're my son's.
Yeah, bring back memories when you see that then.
Yeah.
Have you got any hobbies? What's your interests now? Have you got anything?
Well, I don't do very much.
Do you read or anything? Or?
Oh, yes, I read. And I used to do weddings and make wedding cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything like that now. I'm getting told. Because I've done weddings all over the place. But I didn't. And I've got friends that helped me, you know, we're used to catering.
Anyway, thank you very much, Joan.
So there we are.
It's nice talking to you.